The FBI search of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate has drawn strong reactions with protests outside of Trump Tower in New York and near Trump's Florida home.
A judge is required to sign off on search warrants after reviewing detailed affidavits from investigators. And the White House says President Biden was surprised by the raid. He learned about it through news reports.
This news happened while voters in some states were headed to the polls. And across the country, people have expressed very different opinions about what happened. We'll start with a polling station in the town of Sparta, Wisconsin, where voter David Stegun said he believes the motive is pure politics, even though there's no evidence of that.
The left is trying to eradicate the Trump name, the Trump family, and they don't want Trump in again as a candidate. They should treat everybody the same in politics, and that's not the way it is.
Gretchen Graywall is a Democrat. Here's what she said.
It's about time. I'm all for it. So, yeah, bravo.
In Palm Beach, Florida, on the bridge that leads to the Mar-a-Lago estate, people blew their horns in support for Trump. Adrienne Choquette says she believes news of the FBI search will empower conservatives.
The government shouldn't come into anyone's private home, Trump or not, any private citizen, unannounced, and raid their home. That is frightening.
But authorities do go into people's private homes when they get a search warrant. In Franklin, Tennessee, Charlie Aker wants to see that search warrant.
If he did something wrong, let's bring it out and bring it to the forefront. I agree. I am a Trump supporter, by the way.
The FBI search was related to Trump's alleged improper handling of White House records. Now, Trump actually could share a copy of that warrant if he wanted to.